Speaking of variety, our man Born Dirty is rolling in right now. This dude holds it down. I love his style, specifically for being so bouncy and tribal and fun. It's like, you know, there's just something primal about it, man. This guy has a way with tunes that is unparalleled. You talk about what I think the special sauce is, and it's being unique. Certainly going on right now with Born Dirty. Mika, how you doing, man? Sorry to jump the gun.
Yeah,
grab
no, it's
your
all good.
Microphone
it's all good. We're
and
so fresh
tune
heat.
In with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even give my guests the time to drop their bag. I'm sorry.
That's so good. I love that thing. It says drinks.
Yeah. Just, oh, trying to make, keep
it makes me nostalgic.
Trying to keep it dialed in and you know, get it going.
No,
we're gonna
no,
talk
absolutely.
About we're talking about a couple fun things here just to clear the air. Everyone loves puppies. I hear you got a new dog. You've got to plug the dog. What's up with the dog?
Well, you know, we just, we got a second dog at the house. We have a beautiful Dharma, and we felt like she needed like a brother, a sister. And so, yeah, we got Goku now because fucking love Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. So Goku is the new member of the family at the house.
Look out for Goku woofing on the gram.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna get real. On Instagram the other day, I was chatting with Born Dirty about some of our favorite music of all time. We were talking about Jimi Hendrix, and then we actually got talking later about how we'd never touched the classics, never try to change, you know, something so seminal. So talk to me. What's your favorite Jimi Hendrix record of all time? And it's funny because Dusty Cloud actually, when I asked him his favorite song of all time, he told me, "Hey Joe." So
yeah, I mean, look, man, this is a hard question. Favorite Jimi Hendrix song is this. I feel like there's a mood, there's a different mood for each of his songs, you know, like it really depends in the era and the bands he was playing with and all that. It's
just totally.
Like, but I mean, really, Castle Made of Sand is probably, I mean, I just said a name and I got goosebumps like that, you know what I mean? So it's just like,
did you guys see that?
Yeah,
saw that.
Castle Made of Sand, like, is definitely like up there.
I love it, man. Well, we got time for one more question here. I loved Alpha Omega and everything you're doing right now with Where. So can you tell us what's next? What can the fans at home get excited about for Born Dirty in 2020?
The label, you know, Where Records.
You heard it, Where Records.
Yeah, Where Records, W-A-Y. I've signed like a lot of like up and coming artists on the label, so I'm really excited. Some that people know, some that they may not know, but you know, really trying to push like a wave of new artists that I really love, and it's very tribal, very techie. So really excited about this, you know, and then some releases of my own.
That's what I'm talking about. Way Records, Born Dirty in the mix right now for Insomniac. We're gonna take it off. We're gonna hear him get tribal and funky and bring us some of that sound that we can experience on Way.
Let's have it. Let's do it.
All of us at home, this is Born Dirty.
Boom, 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 boom.
Like holes in your chest, I get blind when I dance, wild when I lick. See the eyes on my face, like holes in your chest, I get blind when I dance, wild when I lick. Yeah.
Slow motion. We'll be right back. I'm into just underground. Underground. Let's go.
Press play. Let's go.
Thank you.
My God. Yeah, I got to hear it for Born Dirty right now. Dude, you never, never fail to impress me. That was tribal.
Brother.
That was bouncy. That was dirty.
Thank you, brother.
Is there anything you'd like to tell all the fans in the Insomniac world out there right now?
Look, same. Just be good. Stay healthy. Be sure to think of others. I don't want to sound righteous. I'm trying myself as much as possible, but you know, it's very important because you know we need to get out of this shit ASAP. And
oh, yeah.
You know, but other than that, have fun, have a beautiful time. Thanks to Insomniac for having us. Like, this is, you know, a beautiful time for us too. So thank you so much, and I will see you out there. And come find my label, Wayway Records. I'm plugging this shit.
You heard it here first. That was Born Dirty. We got Wayway Records coming up. Thank you for that tribal, that dirty set, my man. I appreciate it. It's it's times like these, and what Born Dirty said will resonate with us all. All we can do is just continue to be safe and healthy. And speaking of which, we got Disinfecto coming in to come and disinfect the CDJs, doing his thing. I want to bring this guy into my circle in for a second, because we go way back. 7 years ago, when I played my first Insomniac Festival at Nocturnal, and I did one Discovery project, I saw this guy cleaning behind the scenes. And this dude actually became so clean because when he was just a child, he fell into a vat of Purell. The guy slipped and fell and got covered in the stuff so much that ever since, he is pledged to just live this life, and his one duty is to sanitize. So during quarantine, we need Disinfecto out here. We are grateful to have him here. We appreciate that. So everybody at home watching right now, don't forget to tweet, story, TikTok, whatever you do. Mention Insomniac Rex, your boy Dr. Fresh. Just give some love. Shout out to all our people on Zoom as well. Next up, my dude, Wookie, is coming through to take this shit up a notch. We got a mix.